Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, joined as always by producer extraordinaire Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to talk about a brand new horror film from Samuel Goldwyn Films and directors Justin Harding and Rob Bruner called Making Monsters. And this one follows a social media prankster and his fiance find their idyllic country weekend turn into the ultimate video prank where the stakes are life and death. Just finished watching this one. Curious to get everybody's thoughts. Kruger, why don't you go first? What did you think about Making Monsters?
Well, first thing I got to say is the opening scene for this movie, I thought was fantastic. It's like a torture scene just to set the tone, get your attention real quick. And I thought it was really well done. This has a very good soundtrack that I thought added to a lot of scenes. This also does a really good job of making you want to see this social media obsessed dickbag get really fucked up. And I think the guy that played Chris did a good job at making him despicable and like a passive aggressive type of asshole. And I definitely felt for his poor girlfriend. I can't go this review without talking about how awesome David was. The actor Jonathan Craig, who played him, I just thought he did an amazing job. And he also worked on the makeup effects for this movie, which I also thought were really good. There was in particular, this certain entity that pops up in the movie that I just thought looked awesome. And he was one of my favorite parts, along with David as a character, especially towards the end. Once the story gets going, we see like a lot of social media and horror movies mixed together recently. And this is definitely my favorite by far I've seen. There's like also this tone shift in the movie that completely blew my mind. And without spoiling anything, I thought this was extremely well done in multiple aspects of horror, not just one. It kind of blends a bunch of different horror elements together. I already talked about the great makeup effects, and I also thought the kills that were there were really good. There's a couple in particular I thought that were awesome, and I can't wait to talk about those in spoilers. My only criticism I have for this movie is I wanted maybe a little bit more in the struggle at the end, but maybe I was expecting one last scare. But other than that, slight criticism, this is one of the best horror movies I think I've seen all year, and I already want to see how it holds up on the second watch. And if this gets a Blu-ray release, I'm totally adding it to my collection because this is definitely one of my favorites, like I said, this year.
Nice.
What'd you think, Pugs?
Well, I think the opening's solid. I think the ending is actually pretty good too. But the opening, it got my expectations up really freaking high. The middle, not so much, but I had a good time with it. David, one of the characters you're talking about, Kruger.
Yeah, that David.
That dude's fucking awesome. I found him super charming. Even sometimes I'm not supposed to, but who knows. The setup's cool. The whole pregnancy thing, which I think would be a really cool YouTube video if she lost the fucking pregnancy on there, but that's me. I think that would get 1,000 likes, 100 million views. It's cool. I do like the practical effects the most, but as a whole, it's all right. I expect a little more, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I actually really like the premise. I didn't know anything about this movie going in beyond the title, which is actually, if you can manage that nowadays, is the best way to go into a horror film. Before I get into my review, though, I do want to just say that this has a release date of March 26th here in the U.S. and digital on demand for that. So check that out. All right, so my thoughts. I like the whole idea of sort of a Practical Jokers YouTube show meets a lot of different things, like Kruger said, because there's more to it than you might expect. It blends quite well. It manages to be spooky, gory. There's a lot going on in this one. I want to throw out Alana Elmer, who plays Allison. I thought she was fantastic. She hits a lot of different beats, a very sympathetic character. And this one's gory. It doesn't like kind of go like full like torture porn or anything, but it does deliver some very cringy, cool effects and kill scenes. I thought there were some moments too. Like, I didn't know that guy did the makeup as well, but I thought the one sort of eerie character moment was pretty effective, when this could have really honestly have just been another, you know, stalk and slash sort of film. So I like that it felt a little more fresh, being that there was, you know, this blending of genres here. And I'm kind of with you too. You know, it's funny that you said that, Kruger, because like, I just wanted a little more bang at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, it works. This doesn't leave you hanging or anything, but I did kind of want like a little bit more. But overall, it's breezy. It doesn't overstay its welcome. And I have one criticism, and this is like, this does not even factor into my review, but this is like a nitpicky thing that I have to say. If you have, at one point, I think they quoted them at over 10 million YouTube followers, I don't think you're sweating a $20,000 medical thing. They made a comment about,
I was like, also planning a wedding.
True. So, like I say, it's so nitpicky, but it just caught my attention, and I had to.
Says the single guy who's never planned a wedding and knows how much that costs.
Yeah, but I don't have 10 million plus YouTube followers. I would think you're probably okay on that. I mean, I don't know.
You'll get there, Dan.
I had to criticize something. But I know.
Just watch this again, just picturing Dan the whole time.
And the villain in this was really good, too.
Awesome mask.
Yeah, it was a good mask. Yeah. And so it blends, too, because there are humorous moments, but it never sacrifices being a true horror film, which is always important. I had a really good time with this. Anybody have any other thoughts before we rate it? And then there's some spoilers.
I guess I'll go.
What did you think about the movie?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, Todd's got to go.
Well, yeah, I loved it too, beyond the mask, which is the only thing I've mentioned so far. Mm-hmm. I went in kind of blind also. I did know a little bit of what it's about, but not enough, thankfully. So I love the setup. And what was the one we just watched where we had a social media thing that just was not
Shook.
Shook. Yeah. Okay. See, this, we have the social media element in it, but it was done very well. It left me wanting more. I really did enjoy it. I agree with Kruger. It's one of the best so far this year in the horror genre. I really did enjoy it.
It says something nowadays when a social media set thing like this doesn't annoy me, so probably
welcome to to 2021, Dan. You've finally been acclimated.
I think welcome to 2015 for Dan.
I just, like, off the top of my head, out of all of the ones I've seen, like Unfriended and you know, The Cleansing Hour, even more recently, this is by far my favorite that's taken the social media aspect and brought it into horror.
Yeah, even the guy who's unlikable in a lot of ways, it's not like to that level that I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ, just die already.
No, you know? Yeah. He played like a good – well, they also did something interesting with his character, because he kind of does redeem himself a little bit towards, like, you know, when shit's starting to get real. And I thought he was really well done, because you do want to see him get fucked up, but also you kind of do feel for him, but definitely feel for his girlfriend the most.
Absolutely. Yeah, I felt like a real person too, which I think helped this one. All right, so we rate on a scale of 0 to 5, and Kruger, go for it.
I'm a 4.5 out of 5. I really love this one. Like I said, I'm going to watch it again, and I actually really hope this gets a prequel. I think there's a lot you could do with something like that.
Definitely. Yeah.
We need more horror icons, and definitely the villain in this it screamed horror icon, in my opinion.
Nice. How about you, Pugs?
Well, I wasn't blown away, But I think that's only because of the opening scene, like, set my expectations really high. Mm-hmm. But I still had a good time with it. This is a 3.5 for me, but with a, you have to watch this when it drops. March 26th.
This Friday.
Yes, yes. I'm a 3.5 as well, but that's a hearty recommendation. I had a lot of fun, and like I said, it's amazing social media, and I liked it as much as I did. How about you, Todd?
I'm with Kruger on this one. I'm a 4.5. I think when this does come out this Friday on VOD, it's well worth the rental. So, yeah, keep an eye out.
Absolutely. Check it out. So we are going to, before we get into spoilers, be sure to like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell on YouTube, because that helps us quite a bit. Also, you can support us at Patreon at patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. We got a lot of exclusives up there, uncensored, early access. We've got a lot going on there. And of course, be sure to listen to the 500th episode. #FleshwoundHorror500.
Good job, Dan. I was ready to jump on you in case you forgot that one.
I don't forget anything. I hit it in one
March 26th, this Friday.
Every time. All right. So, spoilers. If you don't wish for this to be spoiled, then you really don't. So, with this one, like I said, you don't want it all ruined for you. So, you can always pick back up later.
So, that's it. This is your final warning.
I love that intro. It always makes me feel like the Borg are attacking.
Now we got to change that.
So anyways, Kruger, spoilers. What did you think about the reveal and everything?
So yeah, like, dude, when they fucking revealed that, you know, they're at a fucking house where a serial killer is fucking killing people and recording it and putting it on dark web, and this motherfucker is at season 3. Like, holy shit. Like, it blew my mind, man. Because, like, that slasher element with David, just his mask, his getup, everything about him, I was just like, that's a fucking new slasher. And that's the first time I could say that. Like, the last movie, I think, that did a tone shift like that very similarly and had a slasher that could get a sequel was The Rental. And I like, but as far as like fun, this is more fun than The Rental and definitely more brutal. Like, David is a sadistic motherfucker. That, like Todd said, the mask is amazing. It looked like something kind of like at the beginning of Devil's Rejects, except it actually had like a human jaw on the bottom of it. The entity of the one guy that David does kill and haunts, the girlfriend of the social media guy is fucking awesome. The wide open mouth like that just was scary. And it was definitely like a super cool thing to add a paranormal element to a completely, like, you know, story that you wouldn't really necessarily think would have a paranormal element to it. And that was just so cool. And yeah, the kill on, when Jonathan gets killed, but the crowbar through the top of the head, out the bottom of the jaw, that was fucking brutal and looked awesome. The opening scene, like we already talked about, seeing the visual of the naked guy running through this, field and then getting shot. And like the way David shoots him too is like sadistic, because he shoots him on one side of, you know, his back just to wound him a little bit, and then shoots him on the other side of his back just to keep torturing him. Then cuts his fucking arm off, ties him to the ATV and drags him on the field. Like, that scene was fantastic. And
let me co-sign that real quick.
Yeah. And man, like the ending, like you said, Dan, the ending was just like, I just wanted a little bit more. Like, I wanted David just come back for one last scare. You know what I mean? That would have been cool if like he just came, because I thought the way he got taken out was a little lackluster. But other than that, I did dig the final shot where we see like that David was in the background, and that's how, he found out about these people living at this church and how he got the MO for everybody. I thought that was really brilliant. And I want to, like I said, I want to see a prequel of this. I want to see like a straight up just slasher of David. You know, it reminds me kind of like Creep, you know, how Creep, like in the second one, you already know he's the killer. So, like, that's kind of the charm to it. I think you could do something like that with a new making monsters. So I really do hope this gets a sequel, or technically a prequel.
I was almost thinking this was going to be like a sort of killers and victims in like a house where just something supernatural happened. But it was interesting the way they did it. And there's some great shots too of the, I guess, entities, creature, whatever is the best word, is just like sitting there, like, and you just get like that little glimpse. And I was like, oh wow, they're actually doing a pretty damn good job of being a slasher and a paranormal horror movie.
Well, and the fact that the entity, the reason why it was haunting her was it was one of David's victims, and it, like, and the reason why his mouth was open like that is because of the ball gag in his mouth. Like, oh my god, dude, like that was really brilliant.
Yeah. No, definitely.
You mentioned the mask. It's funny because you brought up Devil's Rejects. It reminded me of Rob Zombie's Halloween, the some of the earlier masks that he makes. Mm-hmm. So it's similar thing. I mean, they both have the same look.
Yeah, like the one he makes in the asylum, like the pumpkin one. Yeah, I always love that mask too.
That's my favorite mask in that movie.
Me too.
Sorry, Michael Myers.
No, I know. I always say like that movie would have been so much better if they just called it something else and he just was a Halloween slasher.
He just wore that mask all the time. But anyway, anyone else got anything on this one before we start talking about the other stuff?
No, just like I'm looking forward to. Well, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, you're good. Keep going.
I'm just looking forward to picking up the Blu-ray. That's all I was going to say.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what else these directors have in store for us. You know, this is their first feature-length film. So I know like one of the directors had worked in worked on TV and stuff, and they've done short films, but this is their first feature-length. And man, what an outing for your first movie. And like I said, really hope it gets a prequel, because I think it definitely deserves it. Like I said, we need more slashers, man. More like 21st century slashers that, you know, aren't from the golden age. Like, we need more icons like The Collector and stuff like that. And this, I think, I hold right up there with those type of movies, you know, post 2010 slashers. So
yeah, no, absolutely. Collector's popular, but I do kind of wish that was more of a, I mean, people know about him, but still, yeah.
Maybe the third one will help
the collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hope a lot of people coming up know a lot about David, because he was fucking awesome.
Yes. So yes. More please.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, on that note, do everything else, gentlemen, other than tomorrow? 500, maybe Dan will be there.
Yes, Dan will be there. I'll one also familiar. Always one take.
One take, Dan.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow. It's going to be a really cool show. We're giving some stuff away. Like I said, you don't even have to do anything, but hashtag FleshwoundR500.
Share the page.
Yeah,
whatever.
Familiar faces for longtime listeners, and it'll just be a fun celebration of horror.
That's right. But all you right. can also follow us across all the social media bullshits where you're supposed to share the hashtag.
Yes.
So please and thank you. We're across all of them. So look us
up. Not just the post. Hashtag it. Yeah. I know people.
Hashtag it. Like the page.
Yeah.
Whatever works. The list of them is going to come up right when we're done.
Sweet. Yeah. So please and thank you. So with that being said, gentlemen, let's get the hell out of here. Dan.
Guten Tag.
Heil Shine.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disneyland.